Captain Rouget de Lille. I am about to send you on a dangerous mission, one that demands the utmost secrecy.
You honor me, sir.
You know the village of Saint-Cloud?
I once lived there, sir.
Good. You will proceed there immediately to a tavern called the Coq d'Or, now completely deserted.
Yes, sir.
At that tavern, you will be joined by Monsieur Bazin and a company of picked men.
Yes, sir.
I shall expect you to cooperate with Monsieur Bazin and to carry out his orders exactly as if they were my own.
I understand, sir.
And the captain?
You will undertake this mission dressed as a citizen, not an officer.
That's all, Captain. Except good fortune and Godspeed. Monsieur Bazin, your insistence that this secret mission be entrusted to an officer of my regiment is a great honor.
Each hour for you, God painted the dawn, each sunset was drawn in a... only you. One heart beats alone for you, one dream of a home.
Splendid, my dear Captain, splendid.
Bazin!
Hello?
Allow me to offer you congratulations, Captain. You have succeeded in your mission even before I arrived.
But I...
Perhaps I forgot to tell you. Your mission was to capture the torch. The king's enemy. Condemned to die for treason. Marie Marnay.
Marie? I don't believe it.
It's true, Joseph.
Take it away.
Stop. Take your hands off. You planned this, persuaded my colonel to send me here, tricked me.
You swine.
Joseph!
Tell them to let her go. Tell them. Do you hear me? Tell them.
Let me go. Let me go.
Marie!
It is futile. Your pleadings for the girl are eloquent. But
I implore your grace for leniency. I beg you for her life.
I must say, Captain, you seem to be strangely interested in this girl.
Your grace, I...
Perhaps I can explain, your grace.
Oh.
This woman, I believe, was the captain's mistress.
You swine! Your grace, we were engaged to marry.
So, a captain of the king's hussars was engaged to marry a village wench. A traitor to the king. A leader in the revolution.
She was not their leader. She was only their friend. A friend who nursed their sick, prayed for them, bound their wounds.
She roused them to treason.
As my men testified at her trial, she was heard to curse the king.
You lie.
Captain Roger de Lille, this is treason.
Treason. By begging for that girl's life, I was never more loyal.
Be careful.
Careful? I be careful? Listen to the voice of the people. Can't you realize what will happen if you destroy their friend, their saint? They came here to beg for mercy, to plead for the life of one they love. Are they slaves that they must starve, die to serve a king's desire? Their sufferings have gone too far. Remember, your grace, they're Frenchmen.
Captain Roger de Lille, in the name of the king, I arrest you.
Arrest her. Arrest her. Hang us. But that won't save the king.
Silence!
You won't listen. Fool! France will make you listen. Freedom will find a voice.
Silence!